The transportation bill, which is intended to keep our transportation systems reliable and safe, is no place for addressing the complicated and important public health issue of controlling coal ash. So it's there because the industries wanted it there, because what that provision does is to take away EPA's authority to regulate coal ash. After the catastrophe in Kingston, Tennessee, which we just talked about, where there was, you know, nearly a deadly incident, and you know, which is causing over $1 billion worth of cleanup costs, and as I say, has really destroyed that riverfront community forever. After that disaster, EPA knew that it had to institute some national standards so that we would prevent another one of these ponds from failing, and to protect, you know, human health across the United States with consistent standards. Those standards were proposed in 2010. EPA has not yet made a decision on exactly how to regulate coal ash, but what this provision in the transportation bill wants to do is to take that authority forever away from EPA, leave it to the states to do as they please, which is the situation now, and it wants to keep the status quo of very inadequate and very inconsistent regulations. And this is seen in Florida. You know, for the listeners, they should know that their state does not properly and adequately regulate coal ash to protect human health. There are not regulations for these dangerous coal ash ponds to make sure that they're lined and monitored, and that leaks are captured and put back in the waste containment areas. And so, you know, the result of this is the many sites in Florida where you have very dangerous contaminants escaping.
President Barack Obama has suggested that he might veto the transportation bill, but Earth Justice still has concerns that even with that veto threat, the coal ash provision that you just mentioned might still remain. Why is that?
Exactly. We have concerns that there might be an attempt to mollify some other Republicans in a compromise bill that would leave coal ash in the transportation bill. And that would be a very bad mistake, very poor choice for the country in terms of protecting public health. And, you know, we have the Floridians have a senator who has a very important position in this decision. Senator Nelson is on the conference committee. We very much hope that Senator Nelson will consider the environmental and public health impacts of not regulating coal ash properly, and will vote to keep this provision off a transportation bill, you know, where it again has no place.
We're speaking with Lisa Evans, Senior Legislative Counsel at Earth Justice. Lisa, I wanted to ask you about the reuse of coal ash. That's become something pretty popular to incorporate the coal ash into other products. Are there dangers in that?
Yeah, and that's a very good question. There are dangers in that, and we've seen this happening, playing out in Florida. There's a product called Easy Base that is marketed by the utilities, which was originally not opposed by the Florida Department of Environmental Protection. This was used to fill land, to build roads, and it's not a safe product. And what they found was that the hazardous metals were leaking out of the Easy Base, which is really just a form of coal ash, and had contaminated some wetlands in northeastern Florida. And so this Easy Base then had to be removed at great expense. There are safe ways to recycle coal ash, which we think is probably a good way to use the ash, because it binds up the contaminants, and that's to place it in concrete. But as you can see, you know, making concrete out of coal ash and having it, you know, sprinkled loose, you know, in an area where the groundwater is higher, two very different uses. So I think the lesson here is that before one reuses coal ash, one has to look very closely at whether it's a safe reuse, where the ash is going to go, are these harmful contaminants bound up. And we know the EPA is looking at these issues very carefully.
And finally, if people want to find more, where can they find your report?
You can find a report and lots more information at earthjustice.org/collage. And there you'll find many reports that we've done, some of which include sites specific to Florida. We just put up a new website where people can simply go to a map, click on Florida, and find out all about the sites that are contaminated and where coal ash is stored. And so we do hope that your listeners will take advantage of that information. And we'll also, contact their senator, Senator Nelson, to tell them how they feel about a provision that threatens public health.